Greetings, Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration for the first. For this message, we're just going to give a little bit of a recap of what we talked about John the Baptist this week. John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was sent to prepare the way of the Lord, to make his path straight. And he was, as a baby, before he was born, he leaped for joy in his mother's womb when he heard the voice of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And then sometime he was sent out in the wilderness. The Bible doesn't give us any details on that and doesn't really tell us why, but apparently he grew up in the wilderness and was eating locusts and wild honey much of his life. And then came out just before the ministry of Jesus began. He came out of the wilderness and he started preaching these fiery sermons of repentance and speaking out against sin and giving people some specific applications of how they ought to live, speaking out against the Pharisees. And then he was later, apparently he spoke out against King Herod about his wife, about having his brother Philip's wife in an adulterous relationship, and he spoke out against that. And eventually Herod put him in prison for that reason. Then while he was sitting in prison, he questioned the very message he preached as he sent out his disciples asking Jesus if he really was the one to be that was to come or if they should wait for another. And Jesus sent word back that he should show them, tell John the Baptist about the miracles he's done, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the deaf are raised to life, and the gospel is preached to the poor. And that was the message he sent back to John. And then because of a dance that his stepdaughter did for him, King Herod gave her whatever she requested, and she requested the head of John the Baptist on a platter. So he ended his life even before the fulfillment of all what he had preached. You know, Jesus was in the midst of his ministry at that time, and he was literally had his head brought before his enemy on a platter. So at that point, sitting in prison and then facing execution, John the Baptist would have had reason to be fairly discouraged why things are this way. He was preaching that the kingdom of heaven is going to come, and I'm not sure what he thought that would look like, but it probably wasn't quite like he thought it would be. The question is, the challenge I'd like to put before us all is, are we willing to be a stepping stone? John the Baptist was a stepping stone. He was a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Lord. And even at one time, it seems like his disciples were complaining about Jesus taking away disciples, and he said that he must increase and I must decrease. And so I had to think also of a soldier in a war dying in battle and never seeing the fruits of the life he gave. And many times that can be our life. And we face discouragement at times. And we want to see results. We want to see things happen. But you know, our calling is to obey our Lord, obey our captain, preach the gospel. And he doesn't say that there's always going to be noticeable results. And we, in our lifetime, might never know the results of what God did with our life or what we preached. But if we can just be willing to be just that stepping stone, just that place, just prepare the way for somebody else to go beyond. Maybe be a teacher, maybe an encourager, maybe even a mother raising a family, teaching her children to love God and to want to follow God their whole life and become missionaries, go into all the world, Bible translators, whatever it might be, just to be that stepping stone. Or maybe a father teaching his sons to be preachers of the word, or missionaries, or whatever it might be. But wherever we are, to be just willing to lay down our life for Christ and for the cause, and be that stepping stone, preparing the way for somebody else to go. God bless you.